This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, February 4th, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. President Trump posted on his Truth Social account that he held an excellent phone call with President Xi of China, covering a variety of topics, but notably mentioning that China is committed to purchasing the previously discussed 25 million metric tons of soybeans for the 26-27 season. The bullish surprise, though, was a potential stretch the current commitments from the previous 12 million metric tons to 20 million metric tons for this year. If realized, that would cut into the 350 million bushels available of stocks forecast by the USDA last month. It's not the only conversation the Chinese leader had today. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping held a video call discussing the growing economic cooperation between Moscow and Beijing and their relations with the United States. The Kremlin leader accepted an invitation to visit China twice this year. President Trump will visit China in April. Well, a group of almost 30 former ag leaders and executives sent a letter to members of both the Senate and the House Agriculture Committees requesting congressional action on the ag crisis in the country today. Former National Corn Growers CEO John Doggett said the conversations with farmers started their call to action.
We started making phone calls to people that we'd represented in the past, farmers and ranchers and people that we knew. And I kept hearing the same story. It's really, really tough here over and again. It's my banker's going to go ahead and go with me another year. Boy, I hope things get turned around. But I think the tragedy I heard a couple different times was I thought my kid was going to come back to the farm. The kid isn't coming back to the farm.
Doggett recalls a lost generation of farmers in the 80s and says the same could happen again.
When we lose that generation, we've lost a lot. We've lost a lot in rural America. We can't do that again. We did it in the 80s. We can't do it again. We need to have some policy that works for farmers.
Doggett recalls sobering conversations with farm leaders.
The lenders are not going to continue to make loans year after year facing loss after loss. It's not something they can, and it's not something that they should do. We need to change, like I say, you need to change the landscape so that there's some profitability back in these operations.
Doggett says the message is bigger than financial assistance.
We still have time to stop. We still have time to make a course correction, but we need to do it quickly, and Congress needs to be involved. We need to have open conversations. I don't think people want to hear from old retired trade association execs. We want to hear farmers start having a voice about what's going on and have room to disagree, have room to talk to members of Congress and say, hey, get a farm bill done. Deal with these tariffs. Have an open conversation with agriculture out in the country and in Washington.
Doggett says the letter is not politically motivated and does not target a political party.
This is a bipartisan group. There's Republicans and Democrats. I think there's more Republicans on that letter than Democrats. I don't know. We didn't go through that litmus test. It isn't we're anti-administration or anti-policy. We're pro-farmers.
Doggett says their message to congressional ag leaders is real.
We don't have a farm bill. How many more years are we going to go without a farm bill? We need to get a farm bill. I would start with that. And then let's do oversight on what tariffs are doing to agriculture. Let's have oversight on what loss of competitiveness is doing to agriculture. Bring people into the discussion. Have the discussion in Washington, D.C. Have the discussion outside of Washington, D.C. as well. Every month that goes by, I'm more and more concerned. Farmers are farmers. They like getting stuff done. When I see this reluctance to speak up, that concerns me.
In other news from around the globe, U.S., Ukrainian, and Russian officials meeting again today following a huge series of strikes by Russia against Ukrainian energy infrastructure yesterday. In global wheat trading, Argentina's offering their crop at $2.15 a ton, Ukraine and Russia at $2.20. U.S. prices are roughly $20 higher than that at the Gulf. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Curious Plot, formerly known as FLM Harvest. Learn more at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.